You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, can I hear myself? No. Of course I can't hear myself. Why would I? All right. I can see, though, that my voice is coming through. Come on, headphones. It was working before. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay. Anyways, let me start again. Oh, there's a glitch. There's like a wire that's odd. It's like, you know what I'm saying? When you touch it, oh, it works. And then, okay, let me just not move. All right, that right there was a band called Basement Revolver with the song Long Way off the album Embody. Now, those guys are a band out of, I believe, Hamilton, Ontario. Yes, so Hamilton. They are on Sonic. Are they on Sonic Onion Records? I should know this. Actually, I don't know. I was like busy doing a whole bunch of stuff, and then I played the wrong song. That was a very kind of slow start to the show, I gotta say. It was okay. All right, the time is 6:39. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm with us all until 8 o'clock. Now, what I have coming up next is a band, another Canadian band. These guys are actually on Sub Pop. I'm going to play something from their second album. Their second album, and this is their first record on Sub Pop. That's what I'm looking for. They're called Kiwi Junior. Yeah, Kiwi Junior. Let me just make sure I've got the right song here. And then we're going to hear, the name of the record is Cooler Returns. The song we are going to hear, let's make sure I've got it set up correctly, is Only Here for a Haircut. That's what we got going on here. All right. What else can I tell you? The date is, 5/18. Oh, it's my good old friend, Amy Honey. It's her birthday today. So happiest of birthdays to you. Every time we hit May 18th, I think of you. It's embedded. But I'm also, just by the way, very good at birthdays. I'm that weird sort of, savant, rain lady when it comes to birthdays. I'll still like text my ex-husband like, oh, it's your niece's birthday. It's so-and-so's birthday. But anyways, enough of that. Happiest of birthdays to you, Amy, darling. She lives now in she lives in a place outside of Halifax on the coast in Nova Scotia. We were bandmates back in the day. Taurus, she's a good old Taurus, a nice earth sign. All right, let's hear the song Only Here for a Haircut by Kiwi Junior here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That sure was epic. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, I've got a faulty headphone here. Okay, that right there was Hum the Band with the song Folding. And that's actually new. So if you know anything about the band Hum, they had that awesome hit back when, like, 95 called Stars. I have the CD someplace. When I say new, I mean, it was 2 years ago. Not quite. That song we just heard, Folding, was released on the record Inlet. So they had broken up for a very long time, and then they got back together, I think, in 2015 to tour, and then released a record again in 2020. Those guys are out of, Champaign, Illinois. There you go. They are a three-piece. Yes, there you go. All right, what else can I tell you guys? Before that, the band Kiwi Jr. with Only Here for a Haircut from the album Cooler Returns, which is new. And by the way, that Hum song, it was 8 minutes and 19 seconds. That's a long song, but it was worth it. All right, it's 6:54 already. It's sunny out because here CITR is situated close to a window. So we have like an interior window that looks out into the sub because we're located on the campus of UBC in the Student Union building. And then there's a window that, so it's nice. And I say that because the old CITR was in the old sub building really not that long ago. I'm going to say this station was only built, 5 years ago, maybe six. Six or so. I had done my show there for forever. And so this is kind of nice. Why don't I give us some weather? Why don't I do that? Because the weather at this moment is actually quite pleasant. Weather Vancouver. Let's see what's happening. Now, unfortunately, my weather that I'm presenting has nothing to do anymore, sadly, with skiing. That's okay. I got to say, I know all two of you that are listening don't care. I did go skiing like last weekend. I couldn't believe it. And I say that because, first of all, I thought I was done for the season. And I think everybody thought all the local hills were done for the season. So Grouse ended up extending their season until May 15th. Originally, they were slated to close May 1st. And, I like to talk about my finger drama, my finger saga. So I had surgery what date is it now? Just under a month ago. And there's no way. Like, I'm done for the season. And no, my finger had healed up well enough for me to actually put on some gloves and to get out there. And it felt really, really good. I skied on Friday and Saturday. And the last day was Sunday, but it was pouring rain. It was horrifying, so I didn't bother. Okay, let's see what's happening this now whole post-ski season of mine. I did look, though. And apparently, I'm addicted. Blackcomb is still open until May 23rd. I'm already like, well, maybe I'll just go up on Friday. No, I can't. I've got to work. Saturday? No. I've got my kids. Okay. Anyways, weather. Today is Wednesday. So the current temperature is 13. And here at UBC, it's pretty sunny. It's pretty nice. It's a mix of sun and clouds. Oh, it's 14. Yep. So for the next 7 days, it looks like tomorrow is a high of 14 with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, high of 16. Okay, we're actually getting into some warm weather. All right. Friday, high of 16, mainly sunny. Saturday, Sunday, 17 and 18, and mainly sunny on both days there. That's nice. I'll take it. Okay. There we go. That's our weather forecast. Let's go back to the music. What do I have next? Ooh. Oh, I've got something from Pete Yorn. So Pete Yorn has a new album out, and we're going to hear a song called Elizabeth Taylor. This is on the new record. Let's make sure I've got it right here. The record here is called, hold on. I think it's called Hawaii. Let me make sure. I've got this all set up. It is. It's called Hawaii. And let's listen to this new one. It was, when I say new, like it was released at the end of 2021. So that's like relatively new, right? Okay, let's see. That's that. Okay, so my name is Anita B, if you were unaware. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here for another hour and 2 minutes. All right, here at CITR. All right, hold on. Let me kill that. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hosting your own show. At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get-involved.
The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is a killer song. I really like that. Those guys are Sweet Teeth. And they're Swedish. I wonder if that's where they go. Swedish. Sweet Teeth. I don't know. The song is My Heart is Big and Broken. And that's off their new record, Acid Rain. So I'm playing some new stuff. Good for me. Just looking to where to have to indicate it's new. All right. On my playlist. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Detroit band The Go from 2003 off their self-titled release. The song was Capricorn, and The Go is an interesting band. They've had a bunch of different members, but one of them, maybe most notably, would be Jack White. Jack White has played their first album, he played guitar. And, so he's done a little bit of stuff with The Go. My friend Anthony also played in The Go for a bit. I think he was bass player. And there you go. That's the story of those guys. Pete Yorn. Pete Yorn in there. I love that song. It's new off the record Hawaii. Did I say it's new? Let's make sure I'm good. It's called Elizabeth Taylor. So the time is 7:09. I'm Anita B, and we're going to continue with some more music. Right now we've got something from the local band called Peach Pit, and the song is Vicky, that's what it's called, and they also have a new record out. Let's take a look here. Here's the deal with these guys. So they have a new record out, and they started their tour last month. March is 2 months ago, in Seattle. They ended that tour at the end of April, but it looks like here they're going to be heading off to Dublin. Though they should be in Dublin right now, or someplace over in Europe. Yes, because it's already May. Yeah, sorry. I'm always like a month to 13 years behind. I'm like so far behind. If you ask me what year, I'm like 2017. It's 2022. Yeah, that's me. Always behind. Okay. So let's hear something from this band, Peach Pit. Yes. Okay. And that's about that. Let's make sure I got my mall set up. Yeah. All right. This is the song Vicky on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Your setting sun won't fall right where you think. don't they? Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me round. But I thank God you don't live next door to me. Oh, Vicky, it don't need to be all right. Your setting sun won't fall right where you think. Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me around. But I thank God you don't live next door.
So fake, so dramatic. I won't forget about it.
The station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is killer. I love that song. It's Snail Mail with the the song is called Glory, from the newest release in November, called Valentine. All right, that is Snail Mail. Before that, we heard a classic from 2010, one of my favorite records, Tarantula by the Riverdales. Diabolic. Oh, I love that song. All right. and speaking of loving songs, I might like Binky's song even more. The song we heard before that is Clay Pigeon. It's Such a Jam by Binky on the Motor Function album. That's where you can find that one. Binky's out of North Carolina. Young guy. All right. Before that, Peach Pit. Peach Pit. They're okay. I'm so mean. I hope nobody from Peach Pit is listening. They're slightly jaunty. Not my typical kind of jam, if you know what I mean. It's a little easy listening for me. But I don't know why I played that, to be honest. For some reason. I don't know. I write my songs down that I like, and maybe I was in a different mood. Not a bad song. Not saying anything bad. I'm just saying that I really, really love Snail Mail, the Riverdales, and Binky. Does that make sense? All right. 7:22 is the time. it's time for some Dandy Warhols, some Come Down. You cannot not love this song. This album, this whole album was killer. I'm going to say 97, somewhere around there, sometime in the 90s. The Dandy Warhols out of Portland. I saw them back in the 90s, too. I saw them back in Detroit at St. Andrew's Hall. And that's when like they were nobodies at all. Who were they? Were they opening for Elastica, perhaps? I don't know. I think they were. They were an opening band, and they just looked really dirty. That was like my best impression. Somebody asked me, "How'd you like Dandy Warhols?" And I was like, "I don't know. They were awesome. Like, don't get me wrong, but they just looked really road weary, and again, just a little dirty." They're kind of like a sleazy band. That's like their vibe, right? Zia, is that her name? Zia, the bass player, she would sometimes play shows topless. Yeah, that was Dandy Warhols. I think a lot of drugs were involved with that band. And speaking of drugs, we're going to hear something from the Brian Jonestown Massacre after this. Because those guys were in that documentary. What was it called again? I always keep forgetting. Hold on a second here. Oh, such a good documentary. It's got like one word, documentary, Dandy Warhols. And it was when they were on tour. Dig. That's right. It's called Dig. D-I-G exclamation point. It's about the Dandy Warhols and Brian Jonestown Massacre. They're on tour together. And they had some serious conflicts with each other. I forgot the lead singer of Brian Jonestown. What's his name now? Anton something, right? He's crazy. I used to follow him on Twitter for about 2 days. And then he like tweeted like, I don't know, every 7 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm done. All right, so I'm going to stop talking, I promise. And let's listen to some Dandy Warhols. We're going to hear a classic, Cool as Kim Deal, because Kim Deal is the coolest chick on the planet. Of course, the bass player from the Pixies. And I wonder what Kim Deal's up to. Kim and Kelly Deal. Twins. Yeah. Out of Dayton, Ohio. Do you guys remember when Kelly got busted for accepting heroin in the mail? Yeah, that happened. All right. Here we go. I'm going to stop talking and let's start.
So they can tell.
Oh, wow, look at that. What was that all about? Okay, hold on a sec, folks. I got to turn that off. Okay, I always do that. Let's hear some Dandy Warhols. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B, and my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, we just completed a set of West Coasters there. That was the OCs out of San Francisco, as well as the Brian Jones Town Massacre before that from San Fran. the OCs with the song Toe Cutter from the 2013 album Floating Coffin, and the Brian Jones Town Massacre from the 97 album called Give It Back. We heard The Devil May Care, and then in brackets, Mom and Dad Don't. And before that, the Portland West Coasters, being the Danny Warhols, from their 97-ish album, I think, Come Down. I typed Come On, Come Down, with the song Cool's Kim Deal. And I had mentioned previously that there was that documentary. It's called Dig. It's 2004, and it follows the Danny Warhols and Brian Jones Town Massacre around, like on tour and stuff from the late 90s. And it sort of highlights the love-hate relationship between the lead singers of both bands, Anton Newcombe from Brian Jones Sounds Massacre and Courtney something from the Dandy Warhols. All right. You need to see it. What year is it now? 2022? So that documentary would be like, what, 18 years old already? Oh my God. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, so let's move into some more hypey kind of music. I love this song. It's from the Kentucky band White Reaper. From last year or the year before, somewhere I started playing it, I discovered this song. Definitely my song of 2021 was Binky's Clay Pigeon. That was my jam for all of last year. I couldn't get it out of my head forever. White Reaper might have been the year before. I feel like that was the year that COVID broke. So 2020 broke. It sounds like, you know, when clear clouds break, they go away. No, this is when we got broken into. Not like thievery. Anyway, the year is 2020, and I love the song from White Reaper called Might Be Right. Does that make sense? Can I just stop talking right there? I think I will. Oh, God, this song is a total jam. Let's take a listen. And whoops, wrong thing. Okay, make sure I'm all good here. Why is that happening? Okay, here we go. This is White Reaper. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8 o'clock, so 19 more minutes. We'll be right back.
No More keyboardist Roddy Bottom, who left Faith No More. Also features members of Sister...
Okay, I got to fill this air in here. I'm trying to find this song that I love by the band Imperial Teen. Imperial Teen, You're One, or Waterboy could play us. This 1 second here. Here we are. Okay, anyways, now that I'm back, I'm trying to fill in that dead air, I will tell you that that was Amel and the Sniffers out of Australia with a song Guided by Angels off the record Comfort to Me. The time is 7:49 already, so we'll probably have time for a couple more songs. In the meantime, let's listen to Imperial Teen. This is a band that I just adored. Speaking of San Francisco, they're also from San Francisco. When this record came out in 96, I was doing a show back in Windsor, my hometown. And I got one of those promo copies. Do you guys remember promo copies of CDs? They would punch part of it a corner or mark it so that it would not be indicated as a commercial release. If that makes sense, it comes from the record label. And so I had this record. I was so excited. It was given to me by the station manager. It's Seasick. And this band features Roddy Bottom from the band Faith No More, which I never liked. I was never into Faith No More. But I loved Imperial Teen. I still do. So go figure. I'm going to stop talking. This is Your One. Your One. That's what it's called. Off their 96 record, Seasick, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. At least I think it is. Here it is.
Kiss me like a man, boy. Tie me up, I wanna be.
Kiss
I wanna be. You're one and you're one. Peace and love and empathy. You're one and you're one. Time enough, I wanna be. You're one and you're one. Shooting up the enemy. Shooting up the enemy. Shooting up the enemy.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free, faux punk fatigue. Said it all before. They try to kick at their feet, fall asleep, get no harm done. No, none of them want to fight me.
Almost out of here. The time is 7:57. That was Metric with the song Combat Baby from their 2009. How long ago was that? Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Release. We heard Imperial Teen before that from 96 with the song You're One off their record Seasick. I'm going to leave us with Speedy Ortiz. I love this song. It's called Lucky 88. Such a great song. I will be back in 2 more weeks. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Every second Wednesday is when this show happens. Okay. So let me get this going. And I don't think I screwed up too bad. I'm always like all over the place. But here we go. Hopefully you enjoy this one as much as, whoops, see, look at there I go. There I go, screwing up again. Let me try. Whoa, what is happening there? Okay, finally, let me try one more time. Yes, there's all these, you know, channels and whatnot. Okay, here we go. Finally, this is Speedy Ortiz, and I'll see you all in a couple weeks. And take care. keep on rocking in the free world.
I make a frown. I always wear it upside down. 'Cause life is carnage. I once was lost, but now I'm floundered. And running away for my funerary date. Burn me later. Could you smile while you do?
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I was born with a lucky idiot on my door. Put down your last claim to fame for me, boy.
Me starving and get sick, then better starving. Me starving and get sick.
Trying to work in this town without a silver spoon and food in your mouth. You see that one. Time with reeling, you siphoned out the feeling. Can't you act responsibly? You're the sick pup who creates.